In neighboring Pakistan, anger is rising against unauthorized U.S. drone strikes that killed the Afghan Taliban chief in a border region of the country weeks ago. Pakistan is the biggest victim of drone attacks, and most of the strikes happened without the consent of the government. Javed Rana has more from Islamabad.
There's a renewed wave of anti-American sentiments in Pakistan. Thousands of people vented their anger against the U.S. drone strikes which killed Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansur in southwest of the country weeks ago. Activists of mainstream religious parties and large number of common Pakistani citizens showed up on the streets to protest against the U.S. move. Since 2004, over 4,000, mostly civilians, have been killed in U.S. drone attacks, almost all in the autonomous northwestern tribal regions of Pakistan.
Now we would use force against the U.S. and we would teach Americans a bitter lesson and they never think again to attack on Pakistani soil.
Islamabad says that the U.S. has scuttled the peace process in Afghanistan by killing Taliban chief, whose successor is believed to be far more hardliner.
Unlike past, now the situation is different. The latest drone attack happened directly inside Pakistani territory. President Obama is hurling threats of more similar attacks. Therefore, we are unifying our ranks and files, and we would be out in the battlefield to defend Pakistan.
In the past, Pakistan military allegedly shared intelligence and coordinated with the U.S. to get many militants killed in its autonomous tribal region bordering with Afghanistan. But now the military sounded upset over the latest drone attack in southwestern province that Islamabad says is its red line, which U.S. crossed last month. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.